The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Pure energy.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely has been a transition. I think that you've always been a coordinator. You've always been from the standpoint of you want to score touchdowns. That's always your initial gut reaction. And, you know, as I'm learning more, you have to remove that emotion as an offensive play caller. You have to look at it from a head coach standpoint, what's best for the team at that time. So I think as I continually reflect on what has happened and continually learn from it, that'll make me more efficient and utilizing as many people as I can so that it's not about just trying to be aggressive all the time, but be aggressive in the right situation.
Stink, after two rough weeks, do you expect Nathaniel Hackett to change anything in his approach to calling the offense on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, I expect the operation to be worked on and be smooth. I expect a smoother operation, Mike. And obviously, it's something that we thought, I don't think we really thought about it as much in the first game because we wrote it off as crowd noise and Lumen Field is an incredibly tough place to play in. You know, on and on it goes, yada, yada, yada. But obviously, week two was not any better, and you're at home, and that shouldn't be the case. So I expect that operation to be much better. And again, you know, we're nitpicking the offense because it scored 16 points a game, and obviously it was a little bit stagnant against Houston, but it was actually really good in Seattle. I mean, really good. So I don't think from a play-calling standpoint, I don't think the plays are bad. It's just, and I don't think, you know, I think there's things that need to be cleaned up in the red zone, and I think they'll work on that as well, obviously. But it's just more of the operation that leads to a lack of success, and that's got to be better.
Yeah, let's choose to look at the bright side. Through 2 weeks, the Broncos in total offense are ranked 7th in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Top 10
yeah.
Total offense, but that's based on yards. So that's the good news. The good news is they're moving the ball. Now we got to finish it off with touchdowns in the red zone. Next on the Morning Brew.
I love how passionate our fans are. I really do. That, I mean, that tells you right there that they're helping in a situation. You can take it sarcastic or whatever it may be, but just to show the passion, how much they love this game and how much they love the Broncos, that's very encouraging, and we're going to make them proud.
Justin Owen out and with a positive spin that even Russell Wilson seemed back on. Well done. That's the way
yes.
You do it.
Right.
When his view on the crowd chanting down the play clock last Sunday. What do you expect from this Broncos crowd on Sunday? Will it be we made our point last week and we'll show a little bit more support and patience early on? Or is this going to be an impatient crowd right from the jump?
Yeah, it'll be to me, it'll be a pitchfork. I can't even say
pitchforks
it,
and lanterns.
Pitchforks and lanterns. It right off the bat. Hey, listen, Broncos country. If the Broncos are playing well offensively and they're rolling, they're going to be, you know, totally in this. It's I'm with you, win or tie. They're going to be totally down with that. As soon as it starts struggling, are the things that they get in the red zone and they don't struggle, or they get in the red zone and they struggle, or the operation, they have a delay, a game penalty, whatever, then the crowd's going to go crazy. They'll go berserk. If that first drive, if they get down to it, they'll start chanting 10-9-8-7-6, you know, they will.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where they are right now.
Yep. And good
I don't
for
blame them.
I don't either.
There.
Right. Hey, you go for it, crowd. If they aren't delivering, give it to them, both barrels. Next right. On the Morning Brew.
For me, I'm not focused on anything accolade-wise at all. I think everybody just keeps asking me how you're going to talk next year, and it's not about that for me. I just want to be the kind of the same player, play my game, and make sure that I can contribute on both ends of the ice for my team every single night. That's kind of the way that I look at it. I'm not going into this season trying to top what anybody did last year.
Can you believe, that's Cale Makar, can you believe the Avalanche kicked off training camp yesterday? Seriously. Doesn't it just feel like they won the cup and we're celebrating the parade? I swear,
yes.
I close my eyes, my mind, I can see everything about that day, the parade day, and to think that they're right back out there now starting camp. So from a player standpoint, is it almost good that you're like, just keep the run going, keep the buzz going, or is this too early? Is this too quick to be starting up camp?
Well, it's, I mean, I feel like it's way too quick, but I mean, they may need a break from hoisting the cup and running around the country and sharing it with the world. Like they, I mean, coming to back to camp for them, maybe they thank gosh, we got some, you know, we've got some, schedule that we can all manage now. You know, we got to play hockey every day. Thank goodness. So, I mean,
get a good sweat.
What a whirlwind. Yeah, what a whirlwind. I got to sweat this poison out. Demons out. So, I cannot believe it. I still marvel at just hockey players in general, man. This is a lot. It's a lot going on. And to be right back in it, boy, it feels rough to me, man.
Well, and isn't that going to have to be part of Jared Bednar's approach to the early part of the season, that you just... It's such a long season, and you now know what the whole long playoff run is like and how much of a grind it is, how draining it is. Don't you have to factor all that in, knowing that you're going to be playing into May and June? Doesn't that have to impact the way that you approach the first part of the season, the early part of the season?
I think so, Mike, but at the same time, you've got some players, you know, Nathan MacKinnon. I don't know that he has a middle of the road switch.
Right, right.
You know, I just don't, he's not one of those guys that, for me, I don't ever see him just going, yeah, you know what, I'm going to ease into this. You know, and maybe you do that with shifts, right? Maybe you short shift, or maybe you play more lines more consistently. That's above my pay grade. But I think you got to do something. So you're not going to get less intensity from Nathan MacKinnon or Cale McCarr.
No, but you need to protect himself or themselves from themselves.
Right. That's what I'm saying about the way you shift guys and the way you manage shifts and all that stuff. Maybe that's the way you do it. Like I said, consistently play your fourth line more, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. You know, you're more of a hockey expert.
No, that makes sense. Yeah, roll four lines and just try to really limit minutes and maintenance days and all that kind of stuff. We will not have Gabe Landeskog for the first part of the season, as he is out right now dealing with an injury still from last year. Lower body, Jared Bednar said.
Oh.
Said, quote, "We don't have a timetable yet for putting him on the ice. He won't skate anytime soon." So keep an eye on that with your captain. Next on the Morning Brew.
Brissett takes the snap. Back, looking, firing, up in the air. Caught! Touchdown! David Njoku!
Browns Radio. As the Cleveland Browns get a really strong performance from Jacoby Brissett and beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 29-17. What do you think of Cleveland? They're 2-1. What do you think of Cleveland hanging around until Deshaun Watson gets back?
Well, I think that Cleveland is, from a personnel standpoint, I think they're pretty loaded, Mike. I think they've got a very, very talented team. And Jacoby Brissett is a professional quarterback. I mean, there's no question that, you know, he's not one of those guys that's going to go out and cover warts and win you games. But he's not going to lose you games. And they just have to rely on the strength of their roster, and, you know, and playing team football and playing really physical football, and ultimately, you know, kind of stemming the tide until they get their quarterback back. And then there's going to be some growing pains there. But you look at some of the inconsistencies. I still think Baltimore wins this division. You know, I think Cincinnati's got the hangover going. But Cleveland's an interesting team. Like I said, their roster's pretty loaded. And, you know, and they should be, I mean, they should be 3-0, right? They gave the comeback to the Jets. Yep. So, and they're pretty, I think they're decent, Mike.
Okay. That'll do it for the Morning Brew.